The Prime Minister of Egypt has apologized for the bloody attacks in Cairo's Tahrir Square and promised an investigation into the charge that pro-government forces were organized by President Mubarak's party. At the moment, Al Jazeera is reporting that anti-Mubarak protesters have the upper hand, setting up ad hoc barricades of corrugated metal around the square.
The anti-government demonstrators are seizing the opportunity to try to fortify themselves in defensive positions further away from the square. Square itself is calm. It's the fringes of the square, like here, where there is still the tension and still the potential for clashes between the anti-government demonstrators and any pro-government people.
We might have been hearing a clash right there. The newly appointed vice president announced today that President Mubarak's son will not run for office, and the prosecutor general has banned travel and frozen bank accounts of several recently fired ministers, including the head of the police. Magdi Abdelhadi is the BBC's Middle East editor. He joins us from Cairo. Magdi, what's your sense of what's going on in the square?
Well, I was there a few hours ago, and the morale was very high. Far from being beaten, the people seem to be determined to continue their protest despite the attacks on them overnight and yesterday. They have made preparations. They have set up some makeshift barricades. They've set their own lines of security, people who search everybody who tries to come into the square in a very professional way, I have to say.
Well, but Magdi, let me ask you about that, because yesterday when the pro-Mubarak demonstrators descended on the square, they were not searched. And so the thinking was that maybe the military was no longer supporting the opposition. And then we watched in the very early morning hours, just before dawn, Egypt time, we saw brutal fighting and military doing things like setting up smoke screens with tanks, allowing the pro-Mubarak people to leave the square. So what's your sense of where the military stands today?
Well, the situation has changed considerably. From standing idly by and watching the skirmishes and doing very little to a proactive approach. They've actually moved the tanks to block all the accesses to the square to prevent the groups that describe themselves as pro-Mubarak activists or supporters from entering into the square. So something they could have easily done yesterday, but they didn't. And this is puzzling, possibly open to various interpretations. Is there a power struggle? Is there a disagreement within the military as to how to deal with this? We can't tell now, but there is a conflict in the Egyptian hierarchy. There is no doubt about that, and all has come out in the open now with the recent announcement that very powerful people from the previous regime have now been prevented from leaving the country and had all their assets frozen.
The Prime Minister who announced he's going to launch this investigation into who organized the pro-Mubarak demonstrators. But he also said that Mubarak will stay in power through the rest of his term, that in a few months he will deputize and give his powers to someone else. What is the sense of if that's going to happen?
After what happened yesterday, people who were swayed, that is the attack, the vicious attack on the pro-democracy campaigners in Tahrir Square, after that, those who were swayed by Mubarak's speech immediately, many of them actually told me, that they now realize that Mubarak has to go, and he has to go now. So it's becoming a question of not whether he will go. It's important for him to go now, because as long as he's in power, they say we will still continue to have the same problems that they had to put up with for the past 30 years.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a matter of, you know, how much longer can we hear that? Because, you know, we have been hearing that for a week, but now there's speculation that it might be tomorrow.
I've also heard these speculations that, just take for example the announcement by the vice president that Gamal Mubarak, the president's younger son, who has been for years believed to be groomed to succeed him, the announcement that the Gamal Mubarak will not run for office didn't come from Gamal, didn't come from the president, came from Vice President Omar Suleiman. And the question, of course, who is next? Will we have an announcement tomorrow in the next few days saying the president can no longer perform his duties, he's too tired, he's too sick? It is inconceivable to me that Mubarak will come out on public television and say he's resigning immediately. If Mubarak was to go, I think he will go in a quiet manner, and the decision will have been made for him and the announcement made by someone else.
Magdi Abdelhadi, BBC's Middle East editor in Cairo. Thank you as always.
Thank you.